Okay, next presentation entitled Evaluating the Effects of Removing Coarse and Medium Sand from Top Dressing on Velvet Bentgrass Turf by J.W. Hempfling and J.A. Murphy.
Thank you, Dr. Worley, everyone. It's my pleasure to be here this afternoon to talk about our work regarding the effects of removing coarse and medium sand from top dressing on velvet bentgrass turf. As we all know, top dressing is routinely applied to putting greens to smooth the surface and modify soil and thatch, and to protect the crowns from various biotic and abiotic stresses. Now, the recommended top dressing material is a sand that contains primarily medium and coarse particles. It's called a medium coarse sand. And this sand should be applied at rates and frequencies that match the growth rate of the turf. And unfortunately, this can be a challenging practice. And that's because medium coarse sands don't always readily incorporate into the turf canopy. And that's because, as we know, turf canopies are quite dense these days due to low mowing heights, the use of plant growth regulators, etc. And so to overcome this obstacle of having coarse sand particles that remain on the surface and interfere with planned mowing, superintendents have become accustomed to applying lighter rate top dressing applications, what are called dustings. And various agronomists are concerned about the use of these lighter rate applications or dustings because they may not be keeping up with thatch accumulation. What might be a better solution is to apply dustings or light rate applications at greater frequencies, like every week or even more frequent. Even better would be to apply dry sand to a dry canopy. And as a result, you're greatly going to increase your incorporation. You could even verticut or groom before your applications to create channels that the sand can go into. And these are effective practices for reducing the amount of coarse particles that remain on the surface, but they don't eliminate them completely. So the third solution is just that: to eliminate coarse particles from your top dressing material. And as a result, have a sand that's predominantly medium and fine particles, or a medium fine sand. And there's concern with using medium fine sands for top dressing because they may negatively change the physical properties of the developing mat layer. These medium fine sands are going to be a little more uniform and thus a little less resistant to compaction, or they might hold more water. And this idea of using medium fine sands for top dressing is one that we've been quite interested in at Rutgers for the last few years. And to share with you what we know about the use of medium fine sands as top dressing is that a medium fine sand can be applied at twice the quantity of a medium coarse sand without increasing incorporation time. Also, compared to a non-top dress control, plots that were top dressed with medium fine sand had lower volumetric water content and greater water infiltration, just like the medium coarse plots did. So far we haven't seen any negative effects from top dressing with the medium fine sand. And that leads us to our next question. Well, how fine can you go with the top dressing material? In other words, in addition to removing the coarse particles from the sand, can you also remove the medium particles? And as a result, be left with a sand that's predominantly fine sand? So last year we started a field trial with the objective of assessing the effects of eliminating coarse and medium particles from top dressing sand on the performance of turf maintained as a putting green. And to address this objective, we acquired four sands that are commercially available in New Jersey, the first being a medium coarse sand. And its particle size distribution is shown on the screen to the right. The percent retained by weight is the y-axis, and your sand size ranges, very coarse, coarse, medium, fine, and very fine are on the x-axis. And you see that the majority of particles for the medium coarse sand are in the medium and coarse ranges. The sand does meet the USGA specs that are shown at the very bottom of the screen. The next sand was a medium fine sand, having most of its particles fall in the medium and fine ranges. The sand had no coarse particles, and it did not meet USGA recommendations. The next sand was a fine medium, primarily fine and medium particles. Now, what's interesting about this sand is it did have a little bit of coarse material, and I want you to remember that because it's going to come back up in a few slides. Last sand was a fine sand, having over 90% of its particles fall in the fine and very fine ranges. And we included a non-top dress control treatment as well. So our null hypothesis that we are testing here is that all these sands and the non-top dress control are going to perform equally. We applied the sands biweekly at a rate of 0.3 liters per square meter. This was from June to November in 2014 and May to November in 2015. We applied it with a drop spreader. We brushed it in that night. We irrigated, and the next day we skimmed mowing. This was a randomized complete block design with 8 replications, relatively large plot size, a little over 1 by 7.5 meters. We visually assessed turf quality, turf color, algae when it manifested, and we visually assessed the incorporation of sand after a top dressing event. For the sake of time, today I'm only going to talk about turf quality and sand incorporation. We also assessed playability by measuring penetration depth with a micrometer, and we measure ball roll distance, but for the sake of time today, I can't talk about those. I will talk about quantifying how much sand we removed from these plots after top dressing. And we did that by taking basically clipping collection the day after top dressing. And today I'm just going to present the fresh clipping plus sand weights. We do plan to process these samples. We're going to ash them. We're going to combust them in a muffle furnace and then sieve them to separate the ash from the sand, and then to find out what size particles we're removing from the plots. Lastly, we wanted to quantify surface moisture, so we measured soil volumetric water content with a TDR meter to a 3.8 centimeter depth, and we took these measurements after rain events to ensure that we had uniform field conditions and also to track the dry down period following those rain events. This research was conducted at Hort Farm 2 in North Brunswick, New Jersey, on a velvet bentgrass putting green that was grown on a Nixon sandy loam soil. Now, this putting green was about 12 years old, so we did have a 5.5 centimeter deep mat layer from previous year's top dressings. We mowed it 6 days a week at 2.8 millimeters, rolled it 6 days a week with an extremely heavy roller, and this was to impose some compacting forces on these sand treatments. We spoon-fed nitrogen 4.9 kilograms per hectare biweekly. We managed pH, phosphorus, and potassium based on soil test results. We hand watered between rate events to keep uniformly moderately dry conditions, and we controlled unwanted pests as necessary. So to take a look at results, I'm going to start with turf quality. And this figure is set up like all the preceding figures. We're going to have the response variable on the y-axis, in this case turf quality, 5 being the minimally acceptable turf quality rating, and date on the x-axis. So what we see is just only a month after we initiated these treatments, we did see that all the top dressing treatments began to improve turf quality. And this effect remained consistent throughout the entire first year. It's summarized here in the area under quality progress curve values that are in the bottom right-hand side of the screen. Now, when we go to the second year of the trial, we see the same effect, that all the sands improved turf quality compared to the non-top dress control. But we also saw some differences among the sand types. And this is summarized again in the area under quality progress curve values. We see that the medium coarse, which is this yellow line with the box markers, and the medium fine sand, which is the green line, had reduced turf quality compared to the fine sand, which is the blue line with the diamonds. And this effect became greater toward the end of the season. I should point out that these turf quality values for all the top dress plots were still pretty high, around 8. So the practical difference between those top dressing treatments might not be that great. But we do see the non-top dress control having lower quality, dramatically lower mid-season during some stresses. Looking at the visual assessment of sand incorporation, we see that top dressing here was applied on the 21st of July. And we began assessing it immediately after top dressing. And on that same day, the medium fine and fine sands had already incorporated to an acceptable level just after brushing. Looking at the fine medium sand, which is the red line, that was not an acceptable level of incorporation that first day, because if you remember, like I told you in a previous slide, that did have some coarse particles in it. And it was just that small amount of coarse particles in that sand that didn't allow it to be acceptably incorporated that first day, but after a day of mowing, that sand did incorporate to an acceptable level. Now, this last treatment, the medium coarse sand, the yellow line, had a lot of coarse particles, obviously, that remained at the surface, and it took 3 days, a couple days of mowing, to finally remove enough coarse sand to have that reach an acceptable level of incorporation. And to show that effect, I'm just going to show you some light box images that were taken from these plots on the day of top dressing and a few days later. So this is the same day as top dressing. You see in the upper left-hand side of the screen the medium coarse top dress plot that has a lot of coarse sand at the surface. And then the next day after we applied some water that night, still a bunch of coarse sand at the surface. The other top dressing treatments, you really can't even tell it was top dress. And another day of watering, still a lot of coarse sand at the surface in the medium coarse plot. After we mowed it, fewer coarse particles, still not acceptable. Another day of mowing, a little better. And on this fourth day, all the treatments looked pretty similar, and the medium coarse plot still. It finally became acceptable, but it took many days of mowing. And you basically have to just remove that coarse sand from the surface that would be acceptable. And so when we quantified how much sand we removed by mowing. And again, this is very raw data, it's unprocessed samples, it's just fresh clippings with the sand. So if you look at the no sand plot, there's some weight there because that's clippings. But when you look at the top dress treatments, it is quite obvious that we are removing less sand. When we remove coarse particles from the sand type, which is the medium fine sand, fine medium, and fine. What's even more interesting is that between the sands that have no coarse particles, let's see if we have letters, we don't, there was no improvement when you remove the medium particles from those sands. So in other words, there was no statistical difference between the medium fine sand and the fine sand as far as how much sand was removed. And again, this fine medium sand had a little bit more because there was some coarse sand in the material. Lastly, we're going to look at soil water content. And the first year of the trial, there wasn't a lot of sand accumulated in these plots, so we didn't expect to see a lot of differences as far as surface moisture. We did see a couple dates where top dressing in general reduced volumetric water content compared to the non-top dress control. Now, in the second year, when we had some sand accumulated, we saw this effect of all the sands reducing volumetric water content compared to the non-top dress control appear consistently throughout the year. And when we look at the averages, which are shown in the bottom right-hand corner of this figure, we actually see among the sand types that the medium coarse and medium fine sands actually reduced volumetric water content compared to the fine sand. So to take a closer look here, we're gonna concentrate on one rain event. So after 1.9 centimeters of rain, we see this nice separation among these treatments, with the medium coarse and medium fine sands producing the greatest reductions in volumetric water content. So to summarize, I think we can reject that null hypothesis that everything performed similarly, because we saw that the sands improved turf quality. Whenever you remove the coarse sand, you reduce the time required for incorporation, you reduce the amount of sand that's removed by mowing. And interestingly, with both of those parameters, we didn't see any benefit from removing the medium particles and only using fine sand. And lastly, all sands reduced volumetric water content compared to the non-top dress control, and then the medium coarse and medium fine sands reduced volumetric water content compared to the fine sand. So obviously, we got a lot of questions about this research, mainly what happens if you apply these treatments to a green grown on a sand-based brood zone, and that's where we're heading next, and we'll be excited to share those results with you in the future. I'd like to thank Rini Wang, USGA for their funding, and Rooker Center for Turfgrass Science. Any questions?
Time for a question.
You got a physical amount or an amount of sand that you put on over that 2 year period.
The question is, do I have a physical amount?
Quantity.
A quantity of sand that I've.
Depth.
A depth of sand that was applied over that 2 year period. I can't answer that question off the top of my head. I'm sorry?
Have you got a guess?
Have I got a guess? Um, Well, we applied 20 cubic feet of sand over that two-year period, and I can make that calculation to depth for you and get back with you. It's not going to be a lot over a two-year period, but it's enough to cause for the differences.
Okay, we're going to have to move on and save any questions for after the next talk for any of the speakers, but let's thank our speakers.